is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Googe Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live on the campus of Smith Station High School in Smith Station, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers hit the road for the first time in area play and come to a building that has not been nice to them over recent years, but they tried to break a trend here tonight against the Panthers in area play. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. It's going to be a good one between Auburn High and Smith Station, the Tigers and the Panthers again. These two teams will play twice this season, once here on the road, once back at of Auburn High School Gymnasium, but something about this building just doesn't sit right with head coach Chris Brand. It's a place that he has won very few times in his coaching career, and last year, inside this building, a very talented Auburn High team came in and took on a less talented Smith Station team and lost on a buzzer beater. One of the more dramatic games that I have been a part of in my broadcasting career. I remember it like it was yesterday. He went to the left, he shot to the right, looking down to it here, and just absolutely buried a long three at the buzzer. They stormed the court, they let us know about it, and got a big win for Smith Station a year ago. Auburn trying to overcome that and also get their first win in area play as well. Tigers 15-9 on the season, also 0-1 in area play after dropping a tough one on Friday night inside your own gym on senior night to the Central Red Devils, that one by a score of 52-50. Smith Station, similar story, 12-6 on the year, 0-1 in area play, and they lost a tough one to a really good Opelika team, 55-46. And so, what can we expect to see here tonight? You thought the girls' game was fast. Buckle up, folks. This one will be even faster. I expect a lot of shots. I expect a lot of points. And I expect a lot of fireworks as well between Auburn and Smith Station here on the road. We'll have more for you coming up in a countdown to tip-off. It continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Markets.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Counting down the minutes before tip-off between Auburn and Smith Station, the Tigers and the Panthers here on the road. A little countdown to tip-off for you on the Auburn High Sports Network. And this game is always interesting because sometimes you've got runaways, other times you have results like we saw last year, where the Panthers inside this building beat the Tigers on a buzzer beater, one where they stormed the floor and had a lot of fun doing so. So Auburn trying to overcome that. Also trying to overcome that loss on Friday against the Central Red Devils, 52-50. And Auburn trying to find its identity, but really trying to find secondary and third scorers as well, trying to find other players to step up and make an impact, because you know what you're going to get from Antoine Daniels. And when Trendon Maynard's playing well, you know what you're going to get from him. But then the drop-off there in terms of average scoring, you just need something else. Caleb Brooks has got that ability in terms of shot-making. He averages almost 9 points a game this season. You also have some guys in there. I'd love to see Trey Ross be more aggressive. I'd love to see guys like Kentrell Evans and Hampton Jordan. All those guys have a chance to make a big impact on this Auburn High team, and you're going to need shot makers. You got to make your free throws here tonight and rebound the basketball as well. And as I do a little comparison between this team, our team rather, and the Smith Station Panthers, not nearly as big and athletic as they were a year ago. So I think Auburn has a chance to have an advantage in that point, and really take advantage inside with rebounding the basketball, extending possessions, and things like that. So if you do those things, I think Auburn's going to be all right, and we're just about ready for starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. That is next. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
We are ready to to go between Auburn and Smith Station. No official starting lineups in the arena, so we'll give them to you as we go. Tip-off is underway between the Panthers and the Tigers. Smith Station moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers will be moving right to left as we look at it. Smith Station starts with the winning tip. They have it in the half court. It's a three on the left-hand wing, and it is good by Robert Schoffler, one of the three, or one of the five starters, rather, for Smith Station, and it's 3-0 Panthers before Auburn even touches the basketball. Right to left we go. Auburn has it down low for Kentrell Evans, who gets the start tonight. A beautiful feed from Antoine Daniels, and the Tigers respond with a bucket of their own. Starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. Another three-point attempt and a late foul call on Antoine Daniels, who picks up the foul. And it will be in the act of shooting. Oh, goodness. The shot had already missed before he called the foul. Oh, that's horrific. As Jaden Peabody, a name the Tiger fans know very well here at Smith Station, will step up to the free throw line and a chance to add 3 points to the total for Smith Station. He rattles home the first. Let's get to those Auburn Bank starting lineups. We'll start with the Smith Station Panthers here on the road. Wearing number one is Josiah Mahogany. Wearing number two at the free throw line is Jaden Peabody. He knocks down the second free throw. Wearing number five is Jamal Carnes. Number 11 is Robert Schoffler. He hit the three a moment ago. And wearing number 12 is Jarquez Williams. 2 for 3 at the line for Peabody as Kentrell Evans in the bright pink sneakers picks up the rebound. 5-2 Smith Station. We're a minute into the opening corner between Auburn and Smith Station. The Tigers and the Panthers. Antoine Daniels is stuck at half court. He gets it to Trendon Maynard, the starting point guard for tonight's game. And then a push foul in front of the Panther bench will be the first on Smith Station here at home. Starters for head coach Chris Brandt and the Auburn High Tigers, 15-9 on the season, 0-1 in area play. Antoine Daniels, Trendon Maynard, Antonio Welch, Trey Ross, and Kentrell Evans, the five on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt. Antoine Daniels gets a full head of steam into the lane and gets fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line. They called that on the floor? Oh, gosh. All right, well, we're off to a rough start. A bad three-point shooting foul on one end, and should be free throws on this end. I don't know how it's not, but regardless, Auburn trails 5-2. We're a minute 10 in. Tigers have it on the half court to our left. Antoine into the lane. Pulls up. Thought about the shot. He got all sorts of contact. And then hands it off to Antonio Welch, who lost it. Here come the Panthers looking to run. They get it inside. And the block by Jarquez Williams was blocked. Here comes Kentrell Evans. Gets to the lane. Layup is wild. Put back won't go by Antonio Welch. And here come the Panthers again left to right on your radio dial. 5-2. Smith Station leads. Making noise are the cheerleaders and the student section in the bleachers across from us here on the road. Panthers in all white, Tigers in all black. Chuck on the left-hand side. A shoe shiner comes in to Antonio Welch, who carried it. Yep, he absolutely did. That is the right call. A shoe shiner pass should have been called a kickball. Instead, it finds itself into the hands of Antonio Welch. He accelerates up the sideline, got underneath that sucker, and carried it. And so right back to the Panthers we go. If it feels like a hectic start, it's because it is. So apologies there. Here come the Panthers. Throw the alley-oop. Can't get the dunk, but gets the tip in layup. Does Jarquez Williams. I said there won't be a size advantage, and there won't be because him and Trey Ross are identical. Jarquez Williams, 6'5", 177 pounds, is the junior center. He's on the board. Tigers trail by 5 early. And Antoine just drops the pass. Here come the Panthers with numbers. Peabody into the lane. Left hand lost it. And lost it out of bounds. A gift by the Panthers to the Tigers offense. Again, Auburn moving right to left offensively. Black on top, black on bottom. Home run pass comes out to Antonio Welch. He's able to save it from going out of bounds. And the Tigers finally have all five in the half court moving right to left as we look at it. Antoine has it at the top. He gets to the lane, goes up, goes right around Jarquez Williams and lays it in for two. And Antoine Daniels has his first bucket of the game after dropping 24 on Friday night against Central. 7-4, Smith Station leads here at home. Second area game of the season. As the Panthers coming off a tough loss to Opelika, 55-46. Tigers coming off the two-point loss to Central on Friday night. Panthers have it in the half court. They kick it into the left-hand corner. That three-point attempt may have been blocked by Auburn. and pulled down by Tony. Under five to play, first quarter. Trendon Maynard thought about the three here in the left-hand corner in front of us. Gets it down to Antonio Wells. Dribble drive, baseline, hesitates, and gets the layup to go. Antonio Wells is on the board. Three separate Tigers have scored, and we're back within one after a bad start. Left to right come the Panthers, and Tony steals it. Tony steals the pass, goes up off the backboard, and Antoine Daniels rips it out of the air and flushes it home for two. I could see it in the eyes of Antonio Welsh. He saw Antoine Daniels the entire way, and Auburn has their first lead in the first quarter with 4:15 to play. Panthers around the rainbow. They get it into Williams at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Open three. Peabody. Left hand wing. No. Rebound knocked around. And Antonio Welch comes up with another rebound. Right place, right time for five in black. And here come the Tigers. Antoine steps into a three. Yes, sir. Antoine knew it when he left his hands. He started sprinting to the other end of the floor. And Auburn's up 11-7. 3:45 to play in the first quarter. The energy has all of a sudden lifted in this gym. We've got passion. We've got fire right now here on the road at Smith Station. Panthers have it in the hands of Peabody. He gets stuck on the baseline and throws it in the backcourt. Throws it in the backcourt, and then Trendon Maynard actually steals it. Rather than the Panthers touching it for a backcourt violation, Trendon Maynard steals it. He throws it away. Then the Panthers throw it away. Antonio Welch, bounce pass to the far corner for Trendon Maynard, and the Tigers have it in the half court. Two are left, and everybody settles down and resets. And then a timeout by the officials. Antoine Daniels had the basketball at the top, had his shoelaces undone. And so everybody has a moment, including your broadcaster, to catch his breath. My goodness, how much fun has this been already? A couple of subs come in for Auburn. Tony sits down, Evan sits down, Ross sits down as Cash Reef, Caleb Brooks, and Hampton Jordan sub into the game. Tigers moving right to left. Antoine off the inbound, gets to the lane, kicks to the corner. He was fouled before he did so. I love the idea, though. Get Antoine downhill. Defense is going to crash. You have no chance but to do that. And he kicked it out for what would have been a Caleb Brooks open three. But the third foul on Smith Station with 3:05 to play in the quarter. Caleb Brooks, the trigger man, gets it into Reef. Now into Antoine Daniels in the far corner. He goes one-on-one, gets baseline, spin move in the lane, kicks to Brooks. That's an open three. Straight away, bang! Talked about Caleb Brooks in the pregame. Averages almost 9 points a game, and he does so doing that right there. How about 14-7 Auburn? Timeout on the floor. Smith Station wants to talk about it. Tigers get down big early, and they storm back already. A 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Oh, my goodness. Tigers were down by seven, and now they're up by seven with 2:46 to play in the first quarter. Shot-making on the road, man. It's so simple, and it sounds so easy. But if you're able to do it, you can silence a crowd, you can build some momentum, you can strain some runs together. And that is exactly what Auburn has done right here. 14-7, Tigers lead with 2:46 to play in the first quarter. A reminder, that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Left to right go the Panthers. Wide on top, wide on bottom with the jerseys. It's the Tigers in all black on top and bottom. Jarquez Williams shot on the baseline was no good, but a tip drill play. That's 10 in white. Carter Quarles, who's in the game for the first time, he tips it in and good, and the Tigers' lead is cut to five. Antoine, he wants another three. Left it short. Rebound goes to Quarles, who just had the tip in. And then a long reach-in foul by Cash Reef. One that you just can't have underneath the opposite basket. If you're four in black, we understand Auburn's aggressive. There's no doubt. We got to be smart, too, here on the road. Auburn lost this game in this building a year ago on a buzzer-beater three by Smith Station, a runner from NBA range, where you watch the storm, or you watch the court be stormed against you. How do you feed off of that? A lot of these guys on this team were here for that. Panthers turn it over in the half court. It's A.J. Turnbow who's got the basketball for the first time tonight. In the game for the first time tonight, rather. Tigers right to left. Antoine bounce pass to Hampton. Jordan dribble handoff, looks for the back cut, not there. Hands off to Antoine, rips a three from the left-hand wing. And calls God on the way down, and we'll let him know about it as well. Antoine's having himself a corner. Give him 10 already for Antoine. He's got 10 of the 17 for the Tigers. 17-9, a minute and a half to play. Free throw line jumper blocked. It was blocked by Hampton Jordan and goes out of bounds. And maybe last touch by a Panther underneath it was. And Antoine will have a seat for the first time. Give him about 90 seconds of rest as Trenton Maynard back in the ballgame. Panthers will show full court press. They do. And Tigers able to break it with A.J. Turnbow out of control in the lane but fouled. We've got a bowl of Skittles of sneakers out here right now. I see pink. I see, I don't know, salmon. I see a pink zebra. I see a couple purples. I see some blues. I got all sorts of stuff going on with the sneaker game here tonight. Minute 20 to play. Auburn leads 17-9 in the opening quarter. Trenton Maynard stands inside the double S of Smith Station at center court. It's bold black with white on the outline. Hands off to A.J. Turnbow. Looks for the screen. Hands off to Cash Reef. No hesitation on the three. It's too long. It goes flying out of bounds. Hampton Jordan unable to save it and out of bounds on the Tigers. 60 seconds to play. First quarter. Panthers bring it to the timeline. Left to right as we look at it. Auburn leads 17-9. Uses the screen, does the ball handler. An awkward-looking shot. Three won't fall. Rebound comes to Peabody, forces it inside, and a rebound, or a foul, rather, from behind. Goes on the Auburn Tigers. That shot was from Michael Edmond, wearing number 22. That kind of a Lonzo Ball type of shooting stroke. So Panthers have it. Here is Edmond again. Lets it rip again. Straight away three. Rattles home. Doesn't matter how it looks. It matters if it goes in. And Edmond cuts the lead back down to 5. Maynard shimmies across to half court. Puts his head down. Gets to the basket. Off the window and good. Trenton Maynard is on the board for the first time tonight. Tigers lead back up to 7. 22 seconds to play. Counting down first quarter. Panthers and Peabody able to avoid the 10-second call. He's got it at the top. They work it on the left-hand side. Guarded by Trenton Maynard. Handoff at the top. Kick to Peabody on the right. Free throw line extended. Now it's on the far side of the floor. Kicks to the far corner. 3 with 4. 3 in and out with 2. Reef with the rebound with 1. Lets it fly. Good if it goes. It does not. And Auburn will take a 7-point lead into the second quarter over Smith Station. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. We've got a good one here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Well, that first quarter was fun. What do you say we do it again? Here between Auburn and Smith Station. Tigers on top on the road, 19-12. But if you were with us last year, Auburn led for most of that game, let the Panthers come back, and then got beat on the buzzer beater. Tigers went down by 7 in the opening frame. They flipped it on its head to go up by 7, and that's where we stand right now, 19-12. Antoine Daniels had 10 of the 19 for the Tigers in the opening frame. I mean, that's the difference maker that he can be, but who else is going to step up and make shots? How about Caleb Brooks with a three? Antonio Welch and Kentrell Evans both had a bucket. So did Trenton Maynard. That's what the Auburn Tigers need on the road and throughout area play this season. It is Auburn High Basketball to start the second quarter, right to left on your radio dial. Tigers working into the near corner in front of us. It is Antoine Daniels. They feed it to Hampton Jordan. He whips a pass. Maynard for three. In and out. And the tip trail by Antoine Daniels. King get the roll. Big Hamp is there. Ball is stripped out of bounds and off of the Panthers. I love that, though. I've said it all year. Auburn doesn't post up enough, just straight up man-to-man post. And they did so with Hampton Jordan. He had a heck of a pass to Maynard, just didn't fall. Tigers get it to Antoine. He goes one-on-one. Backdoor cut. Cash Reefs layup is blocked. Blocked into the hands of Peabody. Panthers have numbers. Outlet pass ahead. Gets stuck on the block. Spin around and blocked by Hampton Jordan. Tigers return one and return the favor. Here comes Auburn. Maynard between the leg dribble. Pulls up 18 feet pure. Difference maker is Trenton Maynard. When shots are falling, nobody can stop two in blue. And Auburn is up 21-12. We're a minute into the second quarter. Panthers try to respond with a three. Too strong. Rebound knocked around. Fought for. Out of bounds off the Tigers. That kid can come out and jump out of the gym. Can Carter Quarles. My goodness. Think about hit his head on the rim going up for the rebound. Baseline left for Peabody. They work it out to the top and throw it away. Threw it away. Robert Schaffler could not come up with it. It goes all the way into the backcourt and out of bounds. It'll be Tigers basketball. Now, can you make them pay? Can you convert on the mistakes by the Panthers? They're going to have a sub come in. Tyquest Benson, who wears number zero, will sub in for the first time as 22 Michael Edmond takes the seat. Tigers inbound to Antoine Daniels in the far corner. Picks up his dribble. Finds Trenton Maynard on the free throw line. Extended on the left. Or on the right, rather. He'll just step into a three. Lets it fly. That ball is off the rim and no good. Pulled down by the Panthers. They're looking to run with 6.5 to play. That is Benson at the top, hands to Peabody, steps into a three, and Peabody absolutely drills it right in the face of Cash Reef and lets him know about it too. Lead back down to six. Maynard in the half court. Tigers in the half court to our left. Hampton Jordan stuck at the top of the key looking for a guard. Had a backdoor cut for Cash Reef, didn't get it to him. And hands off to Trenton Maynard. Now back to Hampton Jordan. Far side of the floor is Caleb Brooks. Jordan at the top. Looks for the handoff. Not there. Dribbles to the right-hand side. Puts it on the floor and lost it. Love the aggression by Hampton Jordan. Falls into the hands of Cash Reef. Dumps it down low. Hampton Jordan is there. Never gave up on the play. And Big Hamp gets paid. Tigers back up by eight. 23-15. Game moving fast here in the Varsity Boys game. 5:45 to go first half. It is Benson on the left-hand side, puts his head down, dumps it off. Elbow jumper from Jarquez Williams is no good. And Antoine's able to clear. Daniels ahead is one in black. Behind the back dribble. Gets to the lane. Keeps his shot. Keeps his foot, rather. Six-foot floater won't go. Hampton Jordan is there. And the put-back reverse layup. Hits the floor. Falls into Jarquez Williams. And Hampton Jordan's got back-to-back buckets for the Tigers. It's the largest lead for head coach Chris Brand and his squad on the road. It is 10 when approaching 5 to play in the second quarter. And then a reach-in foul on Antoine Daniels, his second of this first half on a play that didn't need it. So keep an eye on that. That's the only knock on the game of Antoine Daniels, and he'll be the first one to tell you. Just a little handsy sometimes like he was right there. So your best player has now taken a seat with two fouls with 5:08 to play in the second quarter. Hampton Jordan's going to take a seat as well. Trey Ross back in the game. Kentrell Evans back in the game. So a smaller lineup. Basically four guards for Auburn High in this second quarter. Tigers fall asleep defensively and cannot make them pay in the corner is Carter Quarles. Under 5 to play in the second quarter. Maynard whips it around to Caleb Brooks. He gets it back to Trenton Maynard. Thought about the NBA range three. Tried to force it down low to Trey Ross. Knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. 4:42 to play. Auburn has a baseline left and threw it away. Caleb Brooks threw it away to Jarquez Williams, who's taller than everybody on the floor right now. Trey Ross is the only competitor. Peabody rips a three in the transition. It won't fall. Offensive board comes down to Carter Quarles. He was fouled on the putback. And two shots coming up. As Antoine Daniels is going to walk back to the locker room. Not sure exactly what's going on for one in black. Hope he's okay. He's walking, so that's a good sign. We'll see. See what that status is of Auburn's leading scorer right now as Carter Quarles steps up and knocks down the first. Auburn High still leads by 9, 25-16 over Smith Station, 4:31. Here 45 minutes out of town. Second free throw is good. And a sub will come in. Peabody takes the seat. He is the best player. For Smith Station, he'll take a seat, and Ashton Wilson, wearing number 14, will take his spot. Tiger lead cut down to 8. And then Antonio Welch was fouled with a hip check as he tried to advance the basketball. I find that hard to believe. That's only the first foul on Smith Station in this quarter. But maybe it is. 4.5 to play. Both teams have one if the scoreboard's right. Tony running point. Bounce pass to Trenton Maynor. They throw a trap at him in the near corner. Tony's got it at the top. Gets to the lane and lost it. Should have been a kick ball. No call. They throw it ahead for 14. And White, the reverse layup is good. Ashton Wilson, newly in for Peabody. Gets it to go in transition. Tigers trying to break the press. They do. Maynor has it on the baseline near us and lost it. We see this a lot with the Sovereign High team. They get ahead of themselves. They speed themselves up. That's what's so crazy. They got to find a way to do it. With your leading scorer in the locker room right now, big three is buried. Mykel Edmond had no hesitation. He shot that from all the way back in Auburn. And just like that, your 10-point lead has been sliced down to 3. Cash Reef, dribble baseline, kicks to the corner for Kentrell Evans. He looks to respond, can't do so. Rebound comes down to Quarles. Here come the Panthers. A shot to cut the lead to 1 or tie with 3:20 to play in the first half. At the top, gets to the lane. Cash Reef is there in defense, and a foul underneath. No, they call the charge. They call the charge on the ball handler, Tyquest Benson, and it's going the other way. What a big-time call. Took his time making it and got into it a little bit, too. But we'll take it. Auburn, the beneficiary, and here comes Antoine Daniels jogging out of the locker room, so he appears to be okay. A.J. Turnbow's going to sub in. Caleb Brooks is back in as well. And Antoine Daniels back on the bench for the Tigers. Right to left we go. Antonio Welch to inbound. Panthers put a full court press on. It's Trey Ross who has the basketball, looking for a guard to get it to. He does. Trenton Maynor got to get across the half court line to avoid the violation. He does. Gets to the line. Euro step for Maynor. That layup may have been blocked. Rebound fought for. Turnbow saves it. Layup was blocked. It should have been on the way down. Should have been goaltending. We play on. Panthers left to right in the lane. That's a travel in the lane. No call. The Panthers keep possession in their half court. Cross court pass. Open three. Didn't take it. Now into the lane. Ball's knocked around. My goodness, what a chaotic possession. Out of bounds on the Panthers. My goodness, what a sequence of events or lack thereof. 25-22. Auburn leads Smith Station. 2.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Antonio Welch across the timeline. He's guarded heavily by Mykel Edmond. Picks up his dribble, looking for some help. Tosses to Turnbow, nearly lost it. He kicks it to the corner for Trenton Maynor on the far side of the floor. Dribbling in front of the Smith Station bench. All sorts of contact and gets the foul. Oh my goodness. They said he stepped out of bounds. They said he stepped out of bounds on the sideline in front of the Smith Station bench. Trey Ross subs out. Antoine Daniels back in. That's good news for Auburn. Tigers in all black. Panthers in all white. It's Auburn with a slim lead here on the road as we approach 2 minutes to play in the first half. 25-22. Good guys. Trenton Maynor guards the ball handler, Benson. He now handles the new ball handler and stolen. Antonio Welch ahead for Trenton Maynor. Tries to whip it over to A.J. Turnbow through an absolute fastball. Did Trenton Maynor, and too hot to handle for 11. Auburn didn't have numbers. It was 2-on-3. You didn't need it. And instead, you give it right back to Smith Station with under 2 to play in the second quarter. We got a good one here on the road, second area game of the year. Auburn trying to cut a big losing streak against Smith Station. Three won't go. Offensive board and put back is there. Carter Quarles gets it to go. He's got 6 in the game, and the lead has been trimmed to 1. Antoine gets to the lane, and he was fouled on the way in. Apparently only the second foul on Smith Station. I feel like I've called more than that, but somebody at home keeping track, let me know. It'll be Trendon Maynard to inbound baseline right. Lobs it to Antoine Daniels at the top of the key. Looking for the screen. Instead, it's Trendon Maynard. No hesitation. Rips the three and makes the three. Trendon Maynard had four before that. He's got seven on the game. And Auburn back up by two scores. 70 seconds to play and nearly stolen by Antonio Welch. He's able to get to the half court and save it. He's in the far corner, gets to the lane, ball knocked around, then stolen by Caleb Brooks and fouled. Oh, Caleb Brooks is called for the foul. What a hectic turn of events. Seems like every time Auburn has something go their way, they instantly give it right back, whether it's a turnover or a foul or a missed shot that didn't need to happen. Auburn has given every single one of those opportunities right back to the Panthers in their home gym. You just can't have it. You're up by four, man. You got to act like it if you're Auburn in the last 60 seconds of this first half. Maynard guards the ball handler. Handoff, Peabody, three, no. Rebound fought for off the hands of Antoine Daniels and the hands of A.J. Turnbow. And Antoine will be the one to try and bring it across the timeline. 45 seconds for him. He's got it at the top. In the left hand, kicks to the corner. That's a three for Caleb Brooks. It's short. And rebound fought for. Turnbow saves it in the hands of Antonio Welch. Heck of a play by 11 in black. Tigers have the basketball. And 30 seconds to play in the second quarter and a four-point lead. Tigers run a motion offense. It's on the right-hand side of the floor. They hand it off for Antonio Welch. He's guarded heavily on the right volleyball line. He's in front of the scorer's table. Handoff to A.J. Turnbow. Lazy pass off of the Panthers, I think. Auburn's got to draw up a play right here. These dribble handoffs are being blown up by the Panthers. Can't keep doing it. Antoine off the inbound. Has it at the elbow. Works his way to the low block. Missed the shot. And Panthers have a chance to score before the half. And timeout called by Smith Station with 6 seconds to play. Let's see if it's a 30 or a 60. I'm not sure. Trying to see. Timeout called by Smith Station. They say it's a 30. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Reminder, the first half action of tonight's game is presented by the Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. And you would have loved for Auburn to get a bucket right there. You're up by four. Had a chance to make it 6 or 7. Instead, now you're going to give Smith Station a chance to cut into that four-point lead. And any sort of point makes it one possession. You led by as many as 10. You trailed by as many as 7 in the first half. So a game of runs, a game of trends, and up and down like the log ride at Disney World, man. Just cannot catch your breath, cannot figure this game out. Panthers have not run a ton of half-court offense, but when they have, they're looking for threes. And I expect them to take one right here. Look at Peabody here, who's on the floor. And maybe even the inbounder, too. 14, that is Ashton Wilson. He's already had a shot in this quarter. It could be anybody. Left to right go the Panthers. In the hands of Peabody. Ahead now on the right-hand side. Looks to go back to Peabody. They do. Shot at the buzzer. No. But they got the look they wanted. It did not fall. And Auburn will take a four-point lead into the half over Smith Station. 28-24. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Mountain High High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Old Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers lead the Smith Station Panthers 28-24 in the varsity boys game here on the road. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday night. As we talk some Auburn High basketball, we'll talk about the boys game coming up in just a little bit. Again, Tigers lead 28-24 at the half. It was a scoring flurry for both teams. Smith Station jumped out to a 7-point lead. Then the Tigers came back. They led by 7, as much as 10. And now the lead has been cut to 4, 28-24. We'll talk about that, plus give you some halftime stats coming up in just a moment. But we sit down here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, and we talk with the head coach of the Auburn High School Lady Tigers, head coach Courtney Pritchett. Coach, it's great to talk to you. It's been a little bit, and nice win here on the road tonight.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Well, what did you see from your girls tonight? It was a big win. It was in pretty dominating fashion by the end of it, but in terms of what you saw in a 68-26 win, where I think you had 9 or 10 girls get in the scoring column tonight.
Yeah, it was good to be able to get some minutes with some of the younger girls and just coming up to deep a little bit, kind of at our midway point in the area. We need, like I tell them all the time, we need another guard to come off the bench to be able to help us. Olivia Simmons Pearl, she did a great job against Central, and so we just need one more guard, and so we're trying to get those minutes so they can get an opportunity to show that they're supposed to be on the floor. So
I don't know if you and I have had a chance to talk about this on the air, but watching Hannah Shepherd operate in the paint, just the turnarounds, the fadeaways, I say all the time on the air that Scottie Pippen would be proud of that. As a freshman, of all things, I mean, it's really impressive to watch 11 go to work.
Yeah, so here's been the thing, the unique part about Hannah. Hannah makes me grow as a coach just because I'm not necessarily always used to post players shooting that turnaround fadeaway jump shot. And so in my mind, I'm thinking at this size, at this height, you take it to the basket, but that works for her.
Yeah.
And so just in talking to her and just throughout the season, and you know, especially down in our trip in Orlando, we just learned, like, hey, allow her a little freedom to be able to play this game in her comfort zone, and then she rewards you on the opposite end by you know, averaging 5-6 blocks a game, rebounding the ball well, and just finishing. So Hannah's been great for us this year, and so we're excited about
Auburn High girls now 2-0 in area play with the win tonight against Smith Station, 68-26. Head coach Courtney Pritchett joining us in the Orthopedic Clinic postgame or halftime show. I'm Jacob Gawens, and you now have Opelika coming into town on Friday. Can you tell us anything about what that girls' team will bring to Auburn High Gymnasium come Friday night?
Yeah, I just know. So we've got a bunch of girls that are not used to the hype around that game.
Yeah.
I think we'll have one returning starter who would have played good minutes in a game like that. And so I think just preparing them for the noise, you know, the intensity of the crowd, that's a rivalry game. And all, you know, all bets are off in that game. So it doesn't matter what the records are coming into that game. It doesn't matter what a team has done before. Like, you better be prepared and you better be ready for that rivalry game. And so just kind of getting them prepared for that, getting them mentally focused on it. I'm glad we've got a couple of days to get ready for it. And so we're really excited about, you know, hosting Opelika. I'm glad we've got that game first. rather than going there.
And that's
so
right.
I just think it's going to be a great atmosphere. This game Friday will be what high school basketball is supposed to look like. And so I'm really excited about it.
I think for the girls and the boys, I mean, I think the hype around that is going to be incredible. I think they're the two best teams in the area for girls and boys. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The gym will be packed. And, of course, we're going to have the broadcast for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Head coach Courtney Pritchard of the Auburn High girls, we appreciate your time as always, sir. It's good to see you.
All right, go Tigers.
We'll take a break, come back, and tell you more about the boys in the second half as they lead 28-24 at the half. We're back right after this on 96.3 W Lee.
Hey, Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn High boys lead Smith Station 28-24 at the half. Let's get you into some of those scoring totals and our halftime stats. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start with the Panthers of Smith Station. It was several players who made an impact in that first half. Carter Quarles had six. Michael Edmond had six. Jaden Peabody had five. That's the guy you got to worry about for the Panthers. Robert Schaffler had three. And Jarquez Williams and Ashton Wilson both had two. For your Auburn High Tigers, as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, Antoine Daniels had 10. Trendon Maynard had seven. Hampton Jordan had four. Caleb Brooks had three. And then Antonio Welch, Kentrell Evans both had two. If you're Auburn, got to limit your turnover. Slow down Smith Station and slow down yourself as well. If you do what you did in the first half and slow everything down, you're going to walk out of here with a win for the first time in a long time. That is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Reminder that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Third quarter coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. Tigers and Panthers here on the road in Smith Station, Alabama. Your Auburn High Tigers lead by just 4, 28 42-24. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at googecenter.auburn.edu. Appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday evening here on the Auburn High Sports Network. However you're tuned in, whether it's 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app, we appreciate you being with us. And man, it's going to be a good one in the second half. Panthers start with the basketball, moving right to left on your radio dial. Not a whole lot going on. They're playing keep away at the top of the lane. They try to dump it down low, and they do. Now they kick it back out to the left-hand wing. Work it back to the top, and again, not a whole lot of penetration so far with the basketball. Still stuck at the top. That's a high ball screen picked up and thrown away. Thrown away right here in front of us into the Auburn High cheerleaders, and the Tigers force a turnover on the opening possession of the second half. Left to right go the Tigers with black on top, black on bottom, with white numbers and letters on front and back. Smith Station, on the other hand, and their home whites on top and bottom, black letters and numbers on front and back. It's Antonio Welch right now with the basketball. He dribbles baseline, bounce pass to Kentrell Evans, kicks out for an open Trendon Maynard three. Yes, sir. Trendon Maynard had 7 points in the first half. He's got 3 in the third to extend the lead for the Tigers up to 7. It's Tony, Evans, Daniels, Ross, and Maynard, the 5 on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt to start this third quarter. We're over a minute in, and Auburn leads 31-24. Ball is stuck at the top for Peabody. He'll toss it over here on the near wing for Carter Quarles. Back to Peabody, working around the perimeter. Forced into the far corner, guarded by Trey Ross. Bounce pass, guarded by Evans. Hits the floor, looking for the charge. No call. Kicked out for 3. Peabody leaves it short. Rebound tipped around, and Antonio Welch comes up with it. Foul from behind. There's no call. Timeout call by Antonio Welch as he hits the floor to save the travel. 30 seconds on the floor. Heck of a play by Antonio Welch. There's no official over here. It happened right in front of us in basically the front left corner of the gym here at Smith Station. Antonio Welch just got smacked like they were going for the basketball. And instead, he took one on the arm. He hits the floor. He slid on his back and called timeout to avoid the travel call. Heck of a play. Heads up play by 5 in black. Gives us a chance again to set up this third quarter in the second half as Auburn leads 31-24, 6:24 to play in the third quarter. Tigers in all black, Panthers in all white. Auburn moving left to right on your radio dial. Panthers going to show full court press and put on a full court press. Here out of the timeout, it's Trendon Maynard. Looks for Antoine Daniels, and he'll be the one to bring it up the floor. He's guarded heavily. Tigers trying to get it across, and they do. Panthers bring a double team. Antoine behind the back pass. Kentrell Evans in the corner. Works it to Antonio Welch. Tigers can't get a shot out of it. Tigers reset at the top with Antonio Welch. He spins out of a guarding by Peabody. And Antonio Welch still has the basketball. Too much pressure by Jaden Peabody. And a reach-in foul on the Panthers. Their first of this third quarter. We are 2 minutes in to the third frame. Antonio Welch inbounds from the sidelines. Bounce pass into Trey Ross. And now out to Antoine Daniels. Open lane. Left hand. Goes up with a wild reverse shot. Won't fall, but he's fouled. Haven't seen a whole lot of free throws by either team in this game. Saw a ton of them in the girls game earlier. And a shout out to head coach Courtney Pritchett, head coach of the varsity girls, for joining us at the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Talked about that girls team and got to shout out some of those girls as well as they prepare for Opelika. That play's going to be crazy on Friday inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. First free throw attempt for Antoine Daniels, no good. That's a guy that went 11 for 12 the other night against Central at the free throw line. Missed the all-important one that ended up allowing Central to win the basketball game, but man, he had a heck of a game, did Antoine, and he's able to cash in on the second. Antonio Welch sits down, Cash Reef subs in. Tigers lead back up to 8. It was a game of runs in the first half. We'll see what happens in the second half. Lots slower moving so far in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Ball's at the top in the hands of Peabody. He's on the right free throw line extended. Tigers play a 2-3 zone here to start the second half. We talked to Coach Brandt about this on Friday and how they wanted to do it more. Can they successfully do it here on the road against the Panthers in a gym that haunts them losing on a buzzer beater a year ago. Ball is still stuck at the top. Entry pass at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, bank shot won't fall for Williams. Here come the Tigers. Antoine, bounce pass to Trendon Maynard, kicks to the corner. Reef, dribble baseline, bounce pass to Evans and knocked away, out of bounds off of the Panthers. 5:14 to play in the third quarter. It remains 32-24 Auburn. Inbounding from the far right corner. Kentrell Evans, bounce pass to Antoine. He goes to work. One-on-one, bounce pass to Ross. Power dribble, forces his way to the basket and lays it in for two. Soft hands for Trey Ross. He may stand at 6'6", 220, but he's got the touch like a feather. And Auburn is back up by 10, their largest lead. It matches their largest lead of the game. 4:50 to play in the third quarter, 34-24 Auburn. Ball on the right-hand wing, dribble between the legs on Cash Reeve. Gets to the lane, Trey Ross is there. That's a travel, it should be. Yes, it is. A travel on the Panthers, and we're going the other way. Tigers have a chance to go to their biggest lead of the game. As Kentrell Evans and Trey Ross will sit down. Hampton Jordan back in the ball game for the first time in the second half. And Bryce Gotthelf is in the game for the Bryce Gotthelf, apologies, 13 in black, is in the senior guard for the first time tonight. Antoine guarded heavily as he walks across the 10-second line. It's Robert Schaffler who has his assignment. Hand off to Trendon Maynard on the left-hand wing in front of their head coach, Chris Brandt. Tigers working around the rainbow. Cash Reef on the right-hand wing. Gets to the baseline, cut off. Tigers trying to keep it on the right side of the floor. Backdoor cut, not there. Antoine at the top with 4:15 to play. He's double-teamed now. Has it on the right side. Doesn't matter. Gets to the lane. Gets to the left hand, and he's mauled on the way up. I love that play from Antoine Daniels. Right-hand side of the floor, get to the left, just turns the corner, gets downhill. You know you're either going to make it or get fouled. It's one thing that I think he's grown from last year, I really do. In that situation, he would seek the contact. He would seek the foul, and he would beg for the foul. Sometimes he'd get it, sometimes he wouldn't. As he steps up and knocks down the first free throw. Difference in that to this year, he's looking to score. He's looking to make the shot, and he's taking the foul if he gets it. That's the big difference right now with Antoine Daniels in terms of last year to this year and just his senior leadership, his aggression, and his maturity as a basketball player. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. Antoine, 1-for-2 at the line again. Rebound tipped around, and Jaden Peabody comes up with it. He's got it on the right-hand side. Hands off on the left-hand side. No-look pass underneath. Shoeshiner pass trying to feed it to Jarquez Williams off the shins of 12 and White. And it's a turnover on the 6'5 center. 3:59 to play. Counting down in the third quarter. Auburn leads by 11. It's their largest of the game. They break the press. Bryce Gotthelf thought about the skip pass. Instead, he puts it on the floor. Now he goes to the skip pass and stolen. Here comes Tyquest Benson behind the back. Has it at the point. Looks for the cross-court pass to Peabody. No hesitation. NBA three and ripped down off the glass by Antoine Daniels. He pushes ahead. Behind the back dribble for one in black. He was trying to get it to Cash Reef, I think, who was jumping up and down begging for the basketball. Antoine Daniels has it. Timeout on the floor by head coach Chris Brands. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But what we will do is pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
35-24, Auburn leads Smith Station on the road here in Game 2 of Area Play. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee, also on 963WLEE.com or the Radio Alabama app. However you're tuned in tonight, we appreciate you making us a part of your evening plans on this Tuesday in January. Second game of Area Play for both squads and both teams. Auburn and Smith Station 0-1 in Area Play, trying not to fall into the trap of 0-2 in 2026. Tigers coming out of the timeouts. It's Antoine Daniels who has it at the top. Swipes the knees, gets to the lane, works around one, works around two, cannot finish, but he's fouled. First free throw from Antoine is good. Second free throw from Daniels is good. Yeah. 37-24, Auburn leads. It's their biggest of the game. It has grown in this second half. As the Panthers have it moving right to left on your radio dial, Peabody has it at the top. He's run point all night long. Him and Tyquez Best, Benson, who has it right now, trying to run a shuffle play. It's a 2-3 zone yet again. It's worked to perfection in the second half. Big Hamps got the steal and then tried to turn up the floor and stepped on the sideline in front of the Smith Station bench. Love the effort from 32 in black, man. Hampton Jordan did his best to keep those feet in bounds, tried to tightrope it like a receiver down the sidelines. But he's a receiver, he's a tight end, right? Same thing for Big 32. Loved watching him play football this year, man. That was a lot of fun. Tigers lead 37-24. We're under three to play in the third quarter. Benson at the top. Dribble drive on Antoine Daniels. Hands off to Peabody. Ball is moving, but it's not going anywhere. Peabody on the left-hand wing. Cut off by Trendon Maynard. Good defense by the Tigers on this possession. Can they cap it off? A wild circus layup goes. Tyquez Benson goes under one, goes under two, gets the layup to fall, and an and-one opportunity. My goodness. Haven't seen many plays like that tonight on either end of the floor. So Tyquez Benson gets in the scoring column for the first time tonight and tries to cut the lead to 10, and he cannot. Rebound knocked around, out of bounds off of the Tigers. So the Panthers basically get a 2-for-1 right here. They hit the bucket, miss the free throw, and now have the possession off the Tigers, knocking it out of bounds. Benson at the top, hands off for Schaffler. He tries to drive on Caleb Brooks. He's cut off. Benson's got it back at the top. Tigers switch to man. Now they're back in 2-3 zone. Tigers were confused on defense. Leads to an open three. Opportunity won't fall, but another offensive board. Peabody cut off. Trapped in the near corner. Benson in the lane. Hands off to the big fella. And he lays it in. Does Jarquez Williams, his first point since the first quarter. And Smith Station back within single digits. Cash Reef on the outlet pass. Spin move. Pump fake out to Daniels. If he wasn't at half court, he would have shot it. Instead, he'll reset inside the second S of Smith Station in black and white and gray here on the road. Tigers run the motion. Offense backdoor cut is too hot. Pass from Hampton Jordan to Cash Reef. Here come the Panthers looking to push. Nice looking pass from Benson. Handoff underneath. Layup won't fall. And the putback is good. Schaffler couldn't convert. Williams is able to do so. And then we got a Panther down. That is Jarquez Williams. Big number 12, the 6'5 center, grabbing at the left leg. Just underneath the knee, so hope he's okay. He's able to get up with some help. Tell you what, that's a big kid, man. That's a big kid. 6'5", 177 junior. That kid's going to be a force to reckon be wow. Wow, a force to be reckoned with. There we go. As he'll try to walk it off. And hope he's okay. That is the only size threat that Smith Station has. So Auburn maybe want to take advantage of it while he's gone in the last 90 seconds of this third quarter. 37-30 is Auburn's lead. Three possessions, and they're moving left to right as we look at it. Trendon Maynard, Antoine Daniels, Hampton Jordan, A.J. Turnbow, and Caleb Brooks, the five on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt. Turnbow kicks to the far corner. Now it's in the near corner. Caleb Brooks, pull-up jumper from 18 feet is pure. He might be the best pure shooter on the team. Just doesn't have the volume there all the time. He averages 9 on the year. He's got 5 right now. And Auburn's lead has ballooned to 9 once again. Panthers have it in the half court. We're under 60 seconds in the third quarter. Tries to kick to the corner. It's stolen by Trendon, but knocked out of bounds. Oh, he read that pass beautifully. It was Schaffler trying to feed to the far corner for Benson, and Trendon Maynard jumped it. Here are the Panthers now, again, right to left as we look at it here at Smith Station High School. Gets to the lane. Beautiful pass from Benson. Hands-off layup attempt won't fall for Mahogany, who's been quiet so far tonight as one of the five starters for the Panthers. And Antoine's got it in the half court as we look at it to our right. He'll give it to the point guard, Trendon Maynard. There's 30 seconds in this third quarter. I'd love for Auburn to cook it. I would love for Auburn, unless you just got the best shot in the world, like this one from Turnbow in the corner, but he airballed it. And the offensive board comes out to the Tigers. Caleb Brooks was fouled. He was fouled on the layup and no call. Hampton Jordan comes up with the board. 14 seconds to play. Tigers need to sit on this right here. Maynard has it at the top with 8. Maynard with the ball in 7. Maynard dribble drive and spin with 5. The kicks to the corner. Brooks with 3. And a 3, no. Rebound comes out to Smith Station. Half court heave. Good if it goes. It's off the rim and no good. And we head to the fourth quarter. Auburn leads Smith Station 39-30, 8 minutes for all the glory here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. Varsity boys game has been electric. Varsity girls got it done in commanding fashion, but this one has been a lot of fun. 39-30 is Auburn's lead as we start the fourth quarter. But I'll tell you what right now, folks. This Smith Station team has a run in them. They've got one, if not two, runs in them in this fourth quarter. Auburn has to be disciplined. Auburn has to be ready. Auburn has to be able to respond when it happens. And I'm telling you, it's going to run through Mr. Peabody, Mr. Jaden Peabody. He's burned Auburn before in several different sports. And Auburn will start the fourth quarter. A little bit of confusion on who is supposed to have the basketball. But it is, in fact, Auburn basketball. 8 minutes to play in the ball game. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial with the black uniforms. Smith Station moving right to left in the white uniforms. Antoine Daniels has it on the right. He'll kick it to Antoine, or to Trendon Maynard, rather, at the top. He's double-teamed. He gets around both of those. Kicks it to Antoine. He was fouled. Was Trendon Maynard. Shot no good. Shot doesn't count. And a quick foul on Smith Station, 16 seconds into the quarter. I'll tell you what, if you get the Panthers in foul trouble, that'd be nice. And a good sign for Smith Station and a good sign overall. Jarquez Williams, who wears number 12 for Smith Station, who went out in the third quarter with an injury, has just subbed back into the ball game. And then another foul on Smith Station, believe on the entry pass on the baseline. So how about that? 17 seconds into the quarter. And there's already two team fouls on Smith Station. Reminder, 5 team fouls puts a team in the bonus. Here's Antoine, goes up, tries to do an acrobatic play, gets the shot blocked. It falls out of bounds, and it stays with the Tigers. I'd like to see Antoine pass out of that right there. If you're not going to rise up and let them have it, I say you try to pass out. But instead, it is Auburn Tiger basketball. Hampton Jordan, the receiving end of the entry pass, gets it out to Antoine Daniels and threw it away. Threw it into the backcourt. And just too much on the pass by Hampton Jordan. Head coach Chris Prant, he is livid right now. He knows you can't make plays like that. Not in a fourth quarter, not an area play, and not in this building. You have a chance to do something you just simply have not done for most of your career for your head coach Chris Prant. And that's a win a basketball game on the road at Smith Station. Something about this gym, the floor, the lighting, I don't know, whatever it is. You got to be better than that. And that's a bad way to start in this fourth quarter. Was that a three? It was. That was a three by Robert Schaffler. Lead is down to 6. Maynard off the right-hand side. Antoine shuffled his feet on the right-hand side. Smith Station fans wanted to travel. They're not going to get it. We approach a minute in to the fourth quarter. Step back. 18-foot jumper is good. Antoine Daniels picks himself up off the floor, looks at the official for the foul call. He doesn't get it, but what a shot from Antoine to respond. Tigers lead 41-33. We're under 7 to play in the ball game. Panthers moving right to left as we look at it. Aggressive by Trendon Maynard. Peabody has it in the right-hand corner. He's open. He does not get the roll at home. Rebound tipped around and into the hands of Big Hamp. Here comes Maynard up the right-hand side of the floor. Dances around the defender. Kicks to the corner and too hot. Oh, it was a too hot of a pass in the air. You just don't need it. You just don't need it if you're Auburn. And I love Trendon Maynard more than anybody, but some of those passes, he just gets so much force behind him. May need to call head coach Tommy Carter of the baseball team and see if he needs an extra pitcher in the bullpen. 6.5 to play on the road. 41-33 Auburn leads. It is Denson gets to it, kicks out. It's a 3-4 Peabody no. And, folks, those are shots that this Smith Station team normally makes in this building. Here comes Maynard. Gets off the backboard. Did he go for the oop or the layup? I don't know. Either way, it's a miss. And here come the Panthers in transition in the lane. Ball's knocked around. Ball's on the floor. And somehow A.J. Turnbow comes up with it. My goodness. Hectic here in the last minute or so. Left to right on your radio dial. Go the Auburn High Tigers. Trey Ross has it at the top on the free throw line extended to the right now. Antoine Daniels on the left-hand side off the pass. That's a foul on Peabody, and they finally get it. My goodness. I mean, Antoine Daniels is just... What? They called that on Antoine Daniels in retaliation. That was a tie-up and a mix-up with Peabody's hands all up in the business of Antoine Daniels, and somehow one in black gets the foul call. Oh, that's ridiculous. Unless they called that a jump ball, which that's poor, that's pitiful too. I think they did. I think they called that a jump ball. That's poor also. It's better than Antoine getting his third foul of the game, but what are we doing? Smith Station basketball, 5:35 counting down into the lane as Benson kicks it out, thought about the open three. Instead, they kick it back to Benson. Dribble penetration, threw it away. That's one thing they've been able to do with Benson and Peabody. They've been able to get to the lane. They just haven't been able to do a whole lot with it. They turn it over that time. It's Antonio Welch, Caleb Brooks, Antoine Daniels, Kentrell Evans, and Trey Ross trying to break a full court press by the Panthers, and they do. Here comes Kentrell, dumps off Trey Ross, went up for a two-hand slam and maybe got blocked. Here come the Panthers now, ahead and threw it away again. Talk about getting ahead of yourself. Just a miscue by Michael Edmond trying to feed Robert Schaffler right here in front of us. Timeout on the floor by head coach Chris Brandt. It's a full. We'll take one with them. 41-33. Auburn leads 5-12 to play in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Boren Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Minutes and 12 seconds for the Auburn High Tigers. They lead 41-33 on the road against Smith Station, trying to get a win in this building for the first time in a long time. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you spending your Tuesday evening with us. As Auburn trying to hold on to a lead, they got down by 7 in the first. They then flipped it on its head and went up by 7. They were up by as much as 10. And now the lead is down to 8. Tigers have it in the half court. Two layups are blocked. It's Trendon Maynard who comes down with the board. Kicks out Antonio Welch for 3. How about Tony from the left-hand wing? His second bucket of the game, and it is a big one to put the Tigers back up on double digits on the road. Antonio Welch, not something you think about from five in black from shooting on the outside, but he shot it confidently and buried it here inside of Smith Station's gym. How about a wild three to retaliate or respond, and it is way off for the Panthers. Here's Antoine in the half court. Bounce pass to Trey Ross at the top. Kentrell Evans looks for the backdoor cut. Not there. Antoine takes it back on the left. Free throw line extended. Now they work it down low on the right-hand side. Tigers just playing keep away as we approach four to play. Tony gets baseline. Dribble to the corner. It is Evans. Now to Antoine. Spin move at the free throw line. I love it. Tigers are just killing clock as much as they can. They've successfully killed almost a minute on this possession. Maynard has it at the top. He'll hand off to Trey Ross on the elbow. And again, I'm not going to call every pass because they've made about eight of them. Then there's an open layup attempt, and Antonio Welch had his shot blocked. It's out on the Tigers. And Smith Station basketball. I love the idea. I absolutely love the idea. It does two things. One, it limits the possessions for the Smith Station Panthers on this end of the floor that they're about to be on offensively. But it also, it literally forces the Auburn High Tigers to slow down and think about what they're doing. Rather than just going through the motions or making a dumb pass, they are forced to slow down. I love the idea. You just didn't get any points out of it. Peabody steps into a deep three, got an and one. Trey Ross stepped up and tried to contest a college level three by Jaden Peabody, who makes his first field goal in the second half, and it's a chance at a four-point play, and Trey Ross immediately hits the bench. Oh, you just can't have it. Auburn leads 44-36. That can be cut by one more if Peabody converts. He did not. Too strong. Rebound fought for. Jarquez Williams grabs the rebound for the Panthers, and he's going to the line for two. I believe this is the run that I predicted, ladies and gentlemen. If he's able to knock some of these down, or God forbid, miss one, the second one, and get an offensive board again. Auburn's lead is 44-36, 3.5 to play. And Jarquez Williams, again, the 6'5 center, steps up and shoots it like a guard. Has 6 points on the game. Make it seven with that free throw. And too strong on that one. Was there a free throw line? There was a lane violation on the Panthers. Yes, there was. It was going to be on somebody. I just didn't know which one it was going to be. And they call it on the Panthers. So, here's the situation. 3:27 to play in the fourth quarter. And Auburn leads 44-37. In the second area game of the year, trying to avoid an 0-2 deficit on the season so far. And we'll see if the Tigers look to milk some clock in the half court to our right, and they do. Antoine has it at the top. Hand off to Trenton Maynard on the right-hand side. Tigers just trying not to turn the basketball over. It's Cash Reef who gets to the baseline, kicks it out for Kentrell Evans, takes an open three. There was a whistle. There was a whistle and an offensive foul underneath. I just don't know about that one, folks. I just don't know about that one. So it goes down as a turnover for Auburn with 180 seconds to play in the basketball game. Tigers lead by seven. Peabody at the top, kicks it to the left-hand side, and now back to Peabody. Same spot he just hit the three a moment ago. Does he take it? He calls for the ball screen. They whip it to the near side of the floor. Tigers play a 2-3 zone. Now it's extended to a 3-2. Hand off to Peabody at the top. Left wing three gets the pass. It's good and a foul. Back-to-back four-point play opportunities for the Panthers. You just can't have it if you're Auburn. As Robert Schaffler knocks up and hits his, or steps up and knocks down his first bucket since the first quarter. No apologies, that is not Schaffler. That is not Schaffler. That is Carter Quarles, who has hurt Auburn so far in this game. He's got 12 on the night to lead all Panther scorers. And the foul goes on Trendon Maynard because he tapped him on the rib on the way by. Four-point play is converted. Make it now 13, and then Antoine turned it over. Antoine turned it over, trying to go up the sideline. And a double-digit lead in the second half has almost disappeared. It is down to three as Panther fans are on their feet on the far side of the floor. 44-41 is Auburn's lead, 2:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. We've got a good one here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Right to left go the Panthers. It's Peabody at the top. He's guarded loosely by Cash Reef. Looks for the ball screen. He gets it. Kicks to the left-hand wing. Steps into a three. Too strong. Long rebound goes to the Panthers and knocked out of bounds off of Cash Reef. And it'll inbound. It'll be an inbound for Smith Station right in front of their own bench. They get it out to the top on the right-hand side of the wing. It's now Jaden Peabody with the basketball. 2:10 to play and a three-point deficit for the Panthers. On the right-hand side, guarded by Cash Reef. Peabody on the right-hand wing. Now up to the top, trying to get it back to Peabody. They can't. He's denied. Tigers throw a blitz at the top. Ball is handled by Schaffler. And then an offensive foul, an offensive moving screen. That is Jarquez Williams who got in the way, shuffled his feet, and it's a turnover, an offensive foul, if you will, on the Smith Station Panthers. Auburn High basketball up by three and under two to play. .154 to play in the ballgame, 44-41. Auburn leads, and they have the basketball moving left to right. Here at Smith Station, Tony gets into the half court, looking for some help, finally does with Trenton Maynard. He has it on the far side of the floor in front of his own bench. Has it at the top. He's just being annihilated and finally gets the call. Reach in on Jamal Carnes, who has been silent offensively as one of the five starters for the Panthers. And here's something to note too, folks. Both teams have four fouls in the corner. The next foul will put the opposing team on the free throw line. Antoine off the inbound, has it on the right elbow, guarded heavily, crossover dribble, spin in the lane, gets to the basket, got it, a foul! Got it, a foul from the right hand of Antoine Daniels, and he's trying to silence the Panthers here on the road. What a play from your best player. You said, I need a bucket. He said, I got you, coach. And Antoine's got a chance at one more and a three-point play for a guy that averages 19 points a game and shoots it at 63% from the line. Couple of power dribbles by Antoine Daniels, and it's good. Clutch here on the road by Antoine Daniels. And Smith Station will make a couple of subs as TyQuest Benson is back in the ballgame. Auburn 47, Smith Station 41, with 93 seconds on the clock in the ballgame. Tigers will play a loose full-court press. Jaden Peabody will easily walk it up the floor and hand off to TyQuest Benson across the timeline. Benson at the top. He's guarded by Evans. Ball screen picked up by Antoine Daniels. Much bigger. Now picks up the ball handler at the top. That is Schaffler handing around. Now Schaffler on the left-hand wing. Dribble baseline. That's a tough floater and got it. My goodness. Tip your cap to Robert Schaffler. That was a 12-foot, one-legged baseline floater and got it to go and didn't even think about hitting the rim. And a timeout called on the floor. 107 to play in the fourth quarter. And we're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. A reminder that second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at gougecenter.auburn.edu. Here's the situation. 107 to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads Smith Station 47-43 in the varsity boys game. Tigers are 15-9 overall, come into tonight on a three-game losing streak. Smith Station, on the other hand, 12-6, and they've won three out of their last four. It was in this gym a year ago right now that Auburn lost on a buzzer beater to this Panthers team after leading in that game, giving up the lead, and trying to escape with the victory. They were unable to do so. And trying to do so again here tonight. Can you avoid going 0-2 in area play with probably the toughest game of the year coming up against Opelika on Friday night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium? And can you break the curse of playing boys basketball on the road at Smith Station, man? I don't know what it is, but Chris Brandt says unnice things about having to play here. Not about Smith Station in particular, but just his teams lack of success in this building. Can you break it here tonight? Tigers left to right on your radio dial. Full court press by the Panthers. Auburn leads by two buckets. Evans, cross-court pass to Antonio Welch. He gets across the timeline looking for some help. He's trapped. Cross-court pass in the hands of Cash Reeve. Goes up and gets the layup to fall. Cash Reeve for the big-time bucket. Perfect timing for your first one on the night. And Auburn leads by six with 45 seconds to play. Benson, dribble drive on Kentrell Evans. Pivot, stop, three on the outside. Nearly airballed off the front of the rim and in the hands of Antonio Welch. Looking to get up the sideline and a foul on Smith Station. A foul on Smith Station puts the Tigers at the free throw line with the fifth foul of the quarter. Wow, what a risky play by Cash Reeve and really Antonio Welch too. To overhead cross-court pass. That thing to Cash Reeve, who both guys showing off their football athleticism on that play. And Reeve able to go up through contact and make that layup to put the Tigers up by six. And Antonio Welch, a guy that doesn't shoot very many free throws, has a chance to extend a six-point Tiger lead. He's just 11 of 17 on the year for 65%. And he's now 11 of 18. And I don't know if it's early and I don't know if it's late enough to do this, but Panther student section heading home. I'm not assuming anything, not in this place. Second free throw, 0 for 2 for Antonio Welch. 33 seconds, here come the Panthers right to left. On your radio dial, they trail your Auburn High Tigers by six. It is Benson at the top, kicks on the left-hand wing. Between the legs, dribble drive, now on Cash Reeve. Pull up from 18 feet, way too strong. And Kentrell Evans pulls down the board. He finds Antoine Daniels. They foul him with 16 seconds to play. And head coach Chris Brandt clapping and supporting his team here on the road. Oh, my goodness. If you could take care of business in the last 16 seconds, you break the losing streak, you get your first area win, and you do it on the road at Smith Station. If you win this game, it's going to be super sweet for head coach Chris Brandt. And here is your best free throw shooter and Antoine Daniels. Tigers lead 49-43, 16 seconds to play. He is by himself on the free throw line and knocks it down. Antoine had 10 in the first quarter. He was scoreless in the second, and he's got 10 here in the second half. If you're Auburn, get in the way, but don't foul. You don't need it. If you foul, the next Auburn foul will put Smith Station on the line. Antoine goes 2 for 2. What a night for Antoine. 7 in the fourth quarter. If you're Auburn, get in the way, but don't foul. Here comes Peabody. He's guarded by Maynard. Takes his time. Gets to the corner. Hands it off. That's a corner three. It's an air ball. And the Tigers are going to win. At Smith Station. They come on the road and break the curse. Up 45 minutes on the road. And the Tigers get it done. 51-43. Auburn is a winner. Let's get on the bus and let's get out of here. 51-43, Tigers win over the Panthers. Stick around, a postgame show coming up. We're going to try and grab head coach Chris Brandt as well. All that here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High School, a winner tonight on the road at Smith Station in the varsity boys game. 51-43, final score. I'm Jacob Gaunce with you on the postgame show here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And head coach Chris Brandt in the locker room. I have a feeling he's going to be celebrating right now with that team, and much deservedly so. But we've got the younger son and assistant coach on the team, Christian Brandt, joining us on the postgame show. What does this win mean to you and your family in a place that has just been haunted for so long for Auburn High School?
I mean, it's a really big deal. This is my first win in this gym as a player or a coach, even at Lochapocas. So this was year eight, and we have not won. Even on our really good state runner-up team with Garrison Brooks, we still lost. And so this is just a really hostile environment. It's really hard to win. There's just something about these rims, something about these fans. They play super hard at home. And so this is just a really great one to steal.
In terms of Smith Station, I don't think they're as athletic or big as they were in years past. They don't have the shooting that they do or did in the past, but still a very good team, competitive in this game and against Opelika. What did you and the staff learn about your guys tonight coming in here and beating this team?
You know, we really challenged them. We've been having some issues with just coming together, and we've been challenging them each day to come together, figure out what our problem is. And at the end of the day, it's all up to the players. Is that we can give them as much X's and O's, we can give them as big of a game plan or as small as a game plan, but at the end of the day, they got to want it and they want to fight for each other. So we really challenge these guys for this last 2 months of this season is to sacrifice for each other. These guys have been playing with each other since seventh grade, and that all these years are coming down to 2 months. And so even though you aren't a senior, you got to lay it on the line for it as a sophomore, because in 2 years you're going to be asking the sophomores the same thing. So we challenged them after this loss at Central. We challenged them on Sunday. We had a really tough practice. We really ran them. They ran up and down the court. They really responded, and we saw it tonight. We said the biggest key to our victory is that we got to start fast. We got to start fast. So we scored, I think, 19 points in the first quarter, and that's one of our top first quarters in the season. And so you see, we start fast, we win, and so I think that's the key to our success right now.
Auburn takes down Smith Station 51-43. You guys advance to 16-9 on the year. You also get your first area win of the season, avoiding the 0-2 hole, especially with Opelika coming to town on Friday. That's going to be a big-time game inside of Auburn High School gymnasium, huh?
For sure. We're ready. We've been watching film already. I think our guys are ready. You know, I love that the rivalry's back. You know, back when I played, it didn't really matter because they were 6A. Now that they're back to 7A, this is just a great rivalry that has tons of history. We're going to get the best game that they got, either home or away. So we're just really excited for the challenge, hoping that the guys lock in on scout and then we can execute on Friday.
Assistant coach Christian Brandt here of Auburn High School basketball joining us on the postgame show. Get in that locker room. Go celebrate with your guys, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate the time again. Auburn, a winner tonight, 51-43 here on the road at Smith Station. The curse is broken. Tigers avoid the 0-2 hole, and it is a great night to be an Auburn Tiger. Looking at some of the scoring totals very quickly because we got to get out of here and make sure Smith Station can get cleaned up, okay? Antoine Daniels had 10 in the first half. He ends up with 7 in the fourth quarter, give him 17 there. How about 21 points for Antoine Daniels on the road tonight to lead the Tigers and get a 51-43 victory on the road. Smith Station falls to 12-7 on the season, 0-2 in area play. I mentioned it, Tigers go 16-9 now this year and 1-1 in area play. And our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network will be against Opelika Friday night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Varsity girls and varsity boys will be right here on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app with airtime around 5:30 for the girls. Boys will be to follow at 7. Auburn wins tonight 51-43 on the road at Smith Station to the varsity boys. The varsity girls won, and so did the JV team. So a clean sweep, just 45 minutes up the road. We will see you on Friday for Tigers and Dogs, Auburn and Opelika, here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Until next time, I'm Jacob Gowen. Stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
WGZZ HD2 Waverly and W242 AX Auburn Opelika 96.3